We continue our learning. We are Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Although when it comes to karbanos in general, a person is supposed to designate this karbanos should be, this animal should be for a chatas, this should be for an ola, this should be for a shlamim, it's not necessary when it comes to naziros, because it's obvious to us if he designated the right animals, what they're going to be used for. So a person says, harebehemos elu nazirusai, let's say these animals should be for my naziros, so it'll be very, if he's designated the right animals, it's very clear to us, and there's no need, which animals for what, and there's no need for kriyas hashem. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Havi shalosh behemos velo perash. Person who brings three animals and didn't designate them, did not specify which animal should be for which. The nazir, it's very clear for the nazir. That which is fit for a carbon chatas, which is the kavsa, which is the female sheep, should be brought as a carbon chatas. La ola, the keves, of course, tikrav ola, should be brought as a ola. La shlamim, if it's the ayil, the ram, tikrav shlamim, that's brought as a shlamim. And now we discuss part of the ceremony, part of the process of the tara, of the end of the nazir, the tiglach hasatara process. Hayonotel sa'ar rosh nizro, umishaleach tachas hadud. He would take, after he shaved his head, he would take and do this all in the lishkas nazirim, as we mentioned, that chamber, which is in the southeastern corner of the Ezras Nashim in the Mikdash. He would take the hair and send it, literally place it underneath the pot, the dud, that was cooking this shlamim, this ram for a shlamim. So the pasuk says, "V'lokach es'ar rosh nizro v'nasan alo esh asher tachas devach ha-shlamim," and you burn it there under the pot. What if he didn't shave his head in the mikdash, in this lishkas nazirim? He shaved his hair outside the mikdash. V'im gilach ba-medina, let's say somewhere in Yerushalayim, but not in the mikdash. He says the Mishnah, Hayah Mishaleach Tachas Hadud. Our Gersa is, such a person should also, although he shaved outside, don't just throw the hair or bury it somewhere. You have to bring it to the Mikdash and have it burnt in the fire underneath the pot that's cooking the shlamim. And others have the Gersa, a text in our Mishnah, not so. That it's actually, if you were Migaleach Ba Medina outside the Mikdash, Lo Hayah Mishaleach Tachas Hadud. There's no need to bring the hair and place it underneath the fire, in the fire underneath the pot cooking the shlamim. Then the Mishnah qualifies. We have this halacha of burning the hair in the fire. That's only b'tiglach hasatara. That's only regarding when the nazir finishes his count and he's going through the tiglach hasatara process. When he's bringing carbon shlamim, that's cooking in the pot. Aval b'tiglach hasatuma, lo haya mishaleach tachas hadud. But says the Tanakama, but regarding the tiglach hasatuma ceremony where he became tamei meis and he forfeited his date and he has to bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola, and an asham, that's a keves for an asham. Now that keves is also cooking, but there's no need to place the hair that you have to shave during that tiglach hasatuma process. You don't have to put that hair in the fire under the asham that's cooking. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakol Mishalchim Tachas Hadud. No, we actually send and place all of the hair, in all cases, under the dud. Chutz min hatame shemavadina mevlvad. What does this mean? So says Rabbi Meir, I disagree with the Tanakama. Even the Tiglachas Hatuma will have a situation where you're going to take the hair and burn it in the fire underneath the pot. Underneath the pot cooking the asham, just like the pot that's cooking the shlamim in the tiglach hasatara process. But there's one exception. As opposed to tiglach hasatara, where whether you shaved in the mikdash, or you shaved outside the mikdash, you place the hair underneath the fire under the shlamim, when it comes to tiglach hasatuma, you're only going to place the hair under the dud, under the pot, cooking the asham, if you shaved in the mikdash, but chutz min hatame shem amadina mavad. But if you did the tiklach hasatuma outside the mikdash, then what do you do with the hair? You bury it in the ground. You don't put it in the fire. You don't have to bring it to the mikdash to cook, to burn under the karbon asham that's cooking. Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. It's important to note, and we mentioned already, the difference between the shlamim in general that we bring, which let's say is eaten for 2 days and a night, and the shalmei nazir, this ram that the nazir is bringing, which is only eaten for 1 day and a night, like a karban toda. There's another difference as well. Let's say a karban toda, which is a form of shlamim, we bring along with that 30 loaves of matzah and 10 loaves of chametz, and the Torah describes that. The Torah speaks about three types of matzos, chalos, rikikim, and solas murbeches, and one set of chalos lechem chametz. So that's 40 loaves altogether. As opposed to the Shalmei Nazir has only solas chalos bilos bashemen and rikike matzos bishuchim bashemen. There, you have only two types of matzah, each 10, so you have 20 altogether, no chametz, 20 of those. So that's another difference between the regular shlamim, a toda included in that, and the shalmei nazir. And number two, when it comes to other shlamim, the kohen gets the chaza and the shok, the chest and the thigh, but when it comes to the shalmei nazir, not only does he get the kohen get the chaza and the shok, but also the zera b'sheila, the front foreleg, which is cooking. Says the Mishnah, hayam evashel as hashlamim o shol kon. So you have the nazir, now we're cooking the basar shlamim, or shol kon means you're cooking them a lot. HaKohen notel es hazra b'sheila min ha'ayil. Besides the chaza and the shok that he took before the cooking, he takes the zra b'sheila, the front foreleg that's cooking, that was cooked from the ayil hashlamim, from this ayil of the shlamim of the nazir. And v'chalas matzah achas min hasal, v'rakik matzah echad. Not only that, out of those two sets of 10 matzos, the Kohen takes one of each. He takes a chalas matzah and a rakik matzah and the wafer matzah as well. He takes out of the basket of the matzahs that the nazir brought along with the shlamim. The no saying, and then what does he do with all of this, with the zera b'sheila and these two matzos that he took, and places them al kapeh hanazir, on the hands, on the palms of the nazir, u'minifan. The Kohen places his hands under the hands of the nazir, and they do tenufa. They wave. Molech u'mevi, back and forth, mal u'morid, up and down. This is what the Chumash says. V'lokach ha-kohen es hazra b'sheila min ha'ayil, v'chalas matzah achas min ha'sal, v'rakik matzah echad, v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir, place it on the palms of the nazir, achar hiskalcho es nizro, after he shaves his head, v'heinif osam ha-kohen tinufa lefnei Hashem, so that's what the Chumash says you're supposed to do. After this tenufa, after all of this, this ceremony, hutar hanazir lishtos yain ulatame lemesim, as the pasuk says, v'achar yishte yain. After this process, now nazir is permitted to drink wine and mitame meis once again. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kevan shenizrak olav echad min hadamim, hutar hanazir lishtos b'yayin l'tamim l'meisim. Rabbi Shimon believes that once you sprinkle the blood of one of the karbanos of the nazir on the mizbeach, that's enough to allow the nazir now to be permitted to drink wine and mitamei meis, even though he didn't shave his head and didn't bring the other karbanos and didn't do any of the tenufa for the cooking or anything like that. What's Rabbi Shimon? Where did Rabbi Shimon get this from? Because the pasuk says va'achar yishter hanazir yayin, and earlier it says achar his galcho es nizro. Just like before, the first achar hiskal choes nizro is a masa yichidi, is only one act of shaving, because it says achar hiskal cho. That's all he has to do. In the previous case, this achar is also a masa yichidi, is also one action. And there, what's one action? Just sprinkling the blood of one of the karbanos is enough to be mati the nazir to drink wine at that point.